60 years ago, in 1960, my life changed forever. Although I was not aware of it, our nation was changing too. What I remember about that time, through my six-year-old eyes, is that there was extreme unrest. Much like we see today. I was chosen to be the first Black child to go to an all-white school, William France Elementary, in my hometown, New Orleans. I did not yet know that I had stepped into the history books. For my whole first grade year, I had to be escorted to and from school by four federal marshals under the order of the President of the United States, because people were afraid for my safety. Going into and coming out of school every day, I walked through crowds of people yelling, screaming threats, throwing things at six-year-old me. They were against the integration of Black and white children in the same school. I had been so excited to meet and make new friends at school, and was met with something utterly different and terrifying. It was a difficult decision for both of my parents to agree to let me go to school along with the marshals, especially for my dad, but they knew it was necessary. My father, like most dads, wanted nothing more than to protect his little girl. But as a young Black man, it was not safe for him to walk me to school. My father loved me more than I would ever know, and I felt that he was my very own hero. He was also a real hero, having received a Purple Heart for bravery while serving overseas in the Korean War. But he did not return to a hero's welcome. There was little work given to young Black men back then. When I arrived at this all-white school that first day, all the white parents rushed in and pulled out their kids. They didn't want their children going to school with me. But why? I didn't understand. They had never met or even seen me before now. So how could they know what kind of person I was? But none of that mattered. I don't think they even saw a child. All they saw was the color of my skin. I was Black, and that meant I didn't matter.